Dylan, fantastic to get a hit out for the San Jose Snowball Blue Boys, and of course you're the first grade coach for this year. How have you seen the pre-season, and good to have a hit out?
Well, our pre-season's been pretty good. There's a lot of young guys there playing well, and it was just good to see a lot of guys there under 18s and are playing really well, so good, exciting for Snowball's future anyway.
They've certainly put a lot of work in the club to get the coaches through, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your rugby background.
I played a fair bit of footy like through juniors, and I've mainly with league, but just came over to rugby as I got older and started playing rugby, and the only reason I don't play now, I got injured, so that finished my playing career, and the next step was coaching if I wanted to stay involved with it, so that's how I ended up here.
And tell us a little bit about your coaching journey and how you managed to spring one of the real good gigs in country rugby, coaching the San Jose Snowball Blue Boys.
I started last year. I didn't have much to do with the club last year at the start of the year, and came in with reserve grade with the forwards, and stayed there, and it just progressed from there, and all the playing group sort of said you should put your hand up, so I did, and I got the first grade gig, and this is where we are now, so it's good.
Well, at least you've got plenty of good people around you, and that's pretty important. You know, you can talk to Hunter Harley, or you can talk to Leno, or even Jack. You know, it's one of those things about the club. It's such a great club, and you have so many players that stick around, not only to play heaps and heaps of games for the club, but stick around and be part of the team pretty much for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, we have a bit of a theory at Narrabri. We try not to buy players, try not to get outside players, just fill it in with what we have and develop our young talent. Like this year's going to be a rebuilding year for us because we've got a lot of retirements, and there's some really good young talent there. We've just got to get out on the field. So it's quite exciting.
Yeah. And what about the low grades there? We're looking for 19s and 17s, and that's something we need to get plenty of kids turning up to trainings there on Tuesday and Thursday nights there at Namai Cotton Dango Rugby Park, shouldn't we?
Yeah, no, we've got a really good, definitely a 17 side. The 19s are definitely looking for players, so anyone that wants to go down in the under-19s age group and have a run, yeah, they're definitely keen. Like, and they're trying to get the comp going in Central North, and without players it just doesn't happen.
Of course, you're going to open up proceedings there on the 22nd of April against Barbara at home there at Namai Cotton Dango Rugby Park. That should be a bit of fun.
Yeah, no, it should. Barbara's always a bit of a danger game for us, especially in the first round. It'll be interesting. They'll be ready for it. They love nothing more than to come to Narrabri and beat Narrabri. But I think we're going to have a fairly handy first grade side for that game, and we'll have all our Central North players playing, so it should be really good.
And finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Narrabri?
Mate, I do. We've got a couple of family farms, so I do that in between, and I just help a few mates out just with casual labouring as well, so just to fill in my time.
Dylan, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best as you look to take on board one of the real great gigs in not only Central North Rugby but New South Wales Country Rugby as the coach of the San Jose Snowball Blue Bulls.